In Indonesia, authorities are awaiting DNA tests to determine whether a man killed yesterday in a gun battle with police is Southeast Asia's most wanted terrorist. He's blamed for a string of bombings since 2002, including last month's hotel attacks in Jakarta. NPR South Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan has more.
Dead or alive, it's clear Nordin Top has been a very busy fugitive the past few months. He's believed to be the man behind last month's suicide bombings of the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta that killed 9 people. Indonesia's national police chief says Nordin was also planning a suicide car bomb attack on Indonesia's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Police say 2 of Nordin's associates were killed in a raid yesterday on a house just a few miles from the president's home. The raid yielded a large quantity of explosives and a vehicle rigged to carry them, the president's house, the police chief says, about a 10-minute drive away. National Police Chief Bambang Hendarso Danuri says the decision to target the president was made at an April 30th meeting chaired by Nordin Top, who wanted the president punished for allowing the execution of 3 men convicted of taking part in the 2002 Bali bombings, which killed 202 people, mostly Australian tourists. The Malaysian-born Nordin helped plan those attacks and almost every other major bombing in Indonesia since. Once a senior operative in the Southeast Asian terror network Jamaah Islamiyah, Nordin left JI several years ago and formed his own splinter group. In addition to last month's attacks on the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels, his group is also blamed for the 2005 Bali bombings that killed another 24 people. Indonesian security forces have rounded up or killed several hundred militants in the past several years, but Nordin Top has consistently eluded capture, protected by a small but well-disciplined group of supporters and sympathizers. Indonesia's national police chief says he's not sure if one of the bodies recovered in yesterday's raids is in fact Nordin's. And many analysts are expressing skepticism the man who's evaded police for 7 years has been killed. A talented fundraiser and planner, Nordin also had a gift for attracting new recruits to the cause and persuading them to become suicide bombers. If he is dead, analysts say, it will deal a huge blow to other militants' plans to carry out similar attacks in the future. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.